do,
5:41.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we might want to go ahead and do, I don't see everyone for the next item. Let's go ahead and do the items that we polled, so let's do 5:41.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Clackamas County
Who's here for this?
In the amount of $60,000 for overtime costs to ensure investigators and reconstructionists are available to respond to after-hours and weekend call-outs for fatal and prosecutable crash scenes and high-profile crashes involving city employees within the city.
Okay, Sergeant Abrams, welcome.
Thank you, good morning. So this IGA really is to provide the city with an objective, non-biased investigation when a city employee or an officer is involved in a high-profile crash. We're using best practice when we have officer-involved shootings. This is along that same vein. That way, if things do go to litigative issues down the line, we can actually say that things were done objectively. Clackamas County currently has 6 investigators, which is a vast amount. They've been awarded national recognition and national awards for their team. They'll be responding within 45 minutes. So when we have to cover special events, historically, we've tapped on other agencies to cover for us for our fatal and significant crashes to investigate, but there's been no compensation. So this wouldn't enable us, number one, as far as best practice, to compensate them for their time. And at the same time, as far as caseloads and fatals increasing, and we're lacking officers on the road, and as I continue to see them increasing in years to come, unfortunately, this would allow us to also use them as a resource if we're inundated and overwhelmed with a serious amount of crashes like we were the first 3 months of this year.
So this is, any police officer, any firefighter, any city worker on a maintenance crew gets involved in a crash?
Sure, yeah, and as a crash team sergeant, we would still have a reconstructionist out at the scene also, just for an outside view. But frankly, the overall investigation needs to take place outside Portland.
Yeah, okay. Questions, Sergeant Abrams? Thank you very much.
I mean, this includes city employees on or off duty, I assume?
It would be contingent on the case. It'd be contingent on a case-by-case basis. But if there could be a liability incurred for the city, then yes. If somebody is off work in a city vehicle, again, it'd be contingent on the specifics.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Mr. Walsh pulled this.
Come on up.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We would like to know if these investigations would include the chief of police shooting his friend in the back and the mayor covering it up for a month. Does anybody know, because they are city employees, and $60,000, I don't know if it would cover that. Talks about crashes, but also talks about city employees. So can anybody tell me?
This only affects automobiles.
Pardon?
This only affects the use of automobiles.
Automobiles. So if the chief of police ran over somebody, they would be covered by this?
If any city employee got involved in a crash, it could be covered by this, yes.
Okay, and if the mayor covered it up for a month, would he be investigated under this? What investigation would that take place?
We'll have that conversation some other time, but this is about crashes.
I'm sure you don't want to talk about this, Mayor. I mean, why did you cover it up for a month?
Joe, we're not on that subject here.
Well, we are on the subject, because it's in there. These are city employees, and you covered the shooting over a month where the chief of police lied. That's a felony. If I lie to an investigator, that is a felony. If you conspire, that's obstruction of justice. So tell me, Mayor, how did you do that?
Are you done?
Are you immune to this?
Mr. Walsh, you can testify, but I'm not going to be cross-examined. Are you finished?
You should be arrested. That's what you should be. There is a police officer here. He should arrest you. And by the way, from now on, until this investigation is over, would you please tell the police department to leave their guns outside so they don't shoot me in the back? If they shoot their friends in the back, what do they do to activists?
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
You should resign, sir. If you had any dignity, you'd walk out of here. How in God's name can you sit there and say, well, we're not going to discuss that, Mr. Walsh. You sound like Trump.
Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
Good morning, commissioners. I think that this illustrates a problem that we often talk about regarding equity in the city. It's great that the city is an established organization that can allocate 60,000 overtimes to make sure that when we have a vehicular accident, we get the ultimate greatest protection from liability by a quality investigation would prove if we're liable. So I don't know that, you know, that's, you know, there's a question of the legitimacy and unbiased nature of police work. That's one of the reasons there's a case of the United States of America versus the city of Portland. But my main concern here is, I think what underlies and provokes some of Mr. Walsh's anger is that we know that people, based on their economic situation, are afraid of getting fair treatment from the police. We know that low-income drivers with second-rate insurance are at risk because here as the city, we can say, oh, we got to protect the taxpayers' dollars, which we don't always do so well. We'll be talking about Washington Park reservoirs in a little bit. But I just want you to, in addition to some of the more personal and ethical issues raised by the prior testimony, also always remember that you all, with your $100,000 salaries and roles as kind of co-CEOs on a $1 billion city budget, can do these things, and they are perhaps prudent. But let it also energize your work to look out for the small person, the little guy who can't afford a car, the person who's got borderline insurance and is scared that when the police show up, that if they're a person of color, they're automatically at fault. Let's continue to work to have unbiased, excellent policing that doesn't involve special allotments for overtime. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, this is an emergency ordinance. Ready to take action. Let's take a vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz? Aye.
Hale? Aye. Okay.